This is Tattva Darshan, Part 3, February 4, 2011. This is another class. And this subject here is the Krishna's Tandava Nritya and Radharani's Lasya Nritya. Tandava is a very, it's called, we can say, a male power dance. It's a powerful dance. We must have heard of, you've heard of Nataraj Shiva. We have Gaur Nataraj, who's quite an extraordinary dancer, Lord Gauranga. And of course our Krishna, he dances in the Rasalila. It's probably one of the most famous pastimes of Bhagavan Sri Krishna in the whole world, Rasalila. And I wanted to just read a section here. I have an English edition here of Govinda Lilamrita, which was never printed for various reasons due to Guru's wish, but we had three or four English editions of Govinda Lilamrita, one of them that was even unpublished itself, with the Sanskrit verses, and we went through them once about, 1988 or something, about shortly after we got here, and we redid it and wrote it in English. Because I always read these different editions, and I say, I don't like the way it reads. I want to make a new one. So I made one, and I typed it out, and I printed it, and I read from it. So it's the translation of other God brothers. So I didn't translate it, but I just made it friendly to my own ears with the language that I like. So I wanted to share this description of the Rasalila to understand, and this particular pastime, although basically it's just dancing, and Krishna is known as Kala Nidhi, and Radharani is known as Kalavati. And Krishna, he has all the arts. Radharani is the expert displayer of all those arts, and she's expert in all those arts. So the analogy is often given of a music store. You go to Bombay, there's some very big music stores, and they have tablas and saros and everything. The guy has all the instruments there. And you ask him, you say, do you know how to play? And he said, I play a little tabla. That's all. So this is like Krishna. He owns all the arts, the 64 kalas. This is the analogy. They're all within him. He's the origin of all these arts. But so he's like Kala Nidhi. He's an ocean of arts. But now another person comes in to buy some musical instrument in the store in Bombay. And he picks up the tabla, expertly plays it. He picks up the swara mandala, and he expertly plays it. He picks up the harmonium, expertly plays it. He picks up the veena, sitar, and esaraj, and all the different Indian instruments, guitar, this expert. And the music store owner says, wow, you're so expert. He said, yeah, this is I'm expert in these things. I'm a sangeet visharad, or virtuoso in all these things. So he becomes what they call Kalavati. He becomes an expert in all the arts, expert displayer of all the arts, expert exhibitor of all the arts. He may possess all the instruments, he can't play them and distribute the beauty of all these instruments or the variety of these instruments. But you have them and you can sell them. So Krishna has all these arts, but who can display these arts to the most wonderfully attractive and beautifully sweet, charming way, and that is none other than Kalavati Radha Ki Jai. So it's Kalanidhi and Kalavati. So in the Rasa dance, Krishna is Kalanidhi and she's Kalavati. And it's explained that although they have so many other confidential Nikunja Leelas and intimate exchanges of amorous affairs, Radha and Krishna and transcendental bodies and transcendental realm of Vrindavan, Radharani and Krishna himself says, I find so much pleasure. I feel more ecstatic pleasure in the rasa dance than I do even when I'm alone with Radharani in the kunjas of Vrindavan. Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. I just want to read a small section here, which I've never read to you all before. Describes a part of the rasa dance. There's many different dances that take place in what is called rasa dance, and many rasas and moods of love exchanged, and Vyavachari Bhavas and and secondary rasas, and all in the context of Sringar Ras, Parakiya Bhav, Madhurya Ras. But this particular description here, it's towards the end. This is from this is about 12 o'clock at night for 24 minutes. This goes on, and this is kind of the end. It's kind of like what we call music. It's called a crescendo. You know a crescendo? The music they're playing, it's called a climax. There's some symphony or something, or some concert. That's called a crescendo, right? You're rising to the highest point. You follow. I don't know what you say in Hindi, but... So there's so many dances. Krishna holding the shoulder of each one and between the gopis or expanding one into all the form, different gopis, different ideas. And they're going in a circle, and there's one circle going inside another circle. There's Radha and Krishna dancing one circle in the middle, then asasakis around them, and then 16 sakis. And there's three circles, then the three become one. And Krishna and Radha are in the inner circle, then they hold hands with the outer circle, and then that goes out and becomes one, and then that goes out and joins the third one. The three circles become one, and they go around. This is the Rasa Mandala. So these all have names like Chalukya dance. Chalukya dance is when a gopi, like they do in Mukhara even today, gopi takes a big tray and puts on her head, usually a kumbha. And gopis take a kumbha, water kumbha, one or two, put it in their hand, then they dance with a pot on their head because they're so expert at carrying yogurt and Jamuna water and all these things. And the music is played. And four kinds of musical instruments are played in the Rasa dance, stringed instruments and wind instruments and percussion instruments and drums and cymbals. Then the fifth instrument is played. What is the fifth instrument that combines with the other four? Waist bells, ankle bells, bangles, and bracelets. So jing, 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 ting, 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 and all this, flutes and dinas and mridangas and hand cymbals. And, so there's cymbals and all these things. So then on top of that, then they're singing. Sometimes they're singing songs or they're singing the bowls. Like if you ever see musicians, you're all Indian, so you're familiar. There's a sitar player and a tabla player, and sometimes the sitar player is playing. He's going ta 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 ta. He's as he's playing. If you've ever seen a concert, then the tabla player is going ta 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 ta. He chants the mantras and he hits the drum. Have you ever seen?
Yes.
Ta 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 ti ti ta ta. And then he just stops and he's just playing. Oh, it's like. Marvelous. I was so astounded when I was about 18. I was in New York. My brother went to the first sitar recital. Ravi Shankar was the world's greatest in New York City, Madison Square Garden. And Ali Akbar Khan or someone like that. Ali Akbar Khan on tablas. And we were used to electric guitars and Jimi Hendrix and The Doors and all these hard rock and Pink Floyd and all this. And we went there. This is a thousands and thousands of years old Indian sitar and tabla. It's like, wow, we're like playing folk music. These heavy metal hard rock concerts that we go to, live concerts. This is like my baby. Just like plucking on a classical guitar compared to this. It's like, And the whole audience is full of young people and all long hair. And they clap. He got like, Ravi Shankar got a standing ovation for like 20 minutes. We were so appreciative. That's why Indians love to go to the West, because they get so much appreciation. He plays in India, they go, thank you. Next. It's like, okay, Ravi Shankar, there's so many of these guys. This is the first one anybody ever heard. And it's like, wow, this is amazing. It's Indian music. And people went wild. In the 60s and 70s, the first time it ever appeared in America. So now imagine the Rasa dance, how beautiful, how sweet, and echoing through the universe. So we'll just read this and to share the beauty of this Tandava and Lasya. Tandava is a male dance and Lasya. So this is when this is the end, they're dancing together and arm in arm. It's almost like waltzing or something. They're just doing really doing simple stuff, dancing this, that. Then at the end they break into one by one. Okay, they get down and dance. And so let's read it. Thereafter, Krishna dances with the most, because he's dancing with 16,000 in the Maharas dance and Sharad Purnima. Now he says, okay, girls, you're satisfied, you want to dance with the Ras, I promised you last year, a year from now, you'll be my wives and this, that, the Kanyakumari, so now that's all satisfied. Now sit down and watch. Now watch the real thing. Now I'm going to dance, you know, like, you know, now I'm going to really dance with my inner circle of friends because we know how to dance. And we've been all mixing up with you people and you don't know who's who. Now I want to, because Krishna is proud of his gopis. He's proud of Radharani. He's proud of Asasaki. He's proud of his devotees, as we're proud of Krishna. So he wants to show off. He says, okay, your girls have all been dancing nice, all equally, very nice, good dancers and mudras, everything. But now you want to really see, you want to see the teachers of all dance and the teacher of all teachers of dance perform. You want to see the real thing. And I was dancing with you all. Now I'm going to dance by myself. And Radharani will play the Veena and the other gopis. And then you'll see what I can do. Because now I'll be dancing only for Radharani and my Astasakis. And now they're going to dance and you're all going to watch. So 16,100 sat down in a circle around all the other gopis. And they watched this performance just as described. This was like peace, you know, par excellent. So, and you know, reading this for the last 20 years and, you know, and it's just, I said, this is too good. I was reading this morning. I was like transformed. Thereafter, Krishna dances with the most rustic Brajagopis, following the beat of numerous talas and prabandha singing. And I describe, define all what all that is. Shyam dances a duet with Radhika. So that's Radhika, and just now, they haven't danced together the whole night. This is at the end. This is the last act or last show. Because everyone's tired, but they're not tired, and they want to say, okay, we please you, you're satisfied. Now I'll please Radha, and Radha will please me. Now you'll see the perfection of loving exchanges. Shyam dances a duet with Radhika, while Lalita's group sings, and Chitra's group sustains the beat with their instruments. Brinda and others watch in amazement. So this is the in crowd. This is Radharani Sakhi. Because in the other Maharaj stands, everybody's there. Chandravali, everybody's there. Padma, Shaiva, Paksha, Vipaksha, everyone. They all became one in that Maharaj stands. That was the whole reason why Krishna left. To bring in one mind and one heart. To some extent. But now he says, okay, that's nice. We're all one and different. Achintya Veda Veda Tattva. So now he says, okay. So nobody else, and Chitra's, you know, this is Ashtasakhi, this is my band. The gopis sitting on the side of the Rasa Mandala, singing and playing instruments, look like a curtain surrounding the dancers. Although the drums, flutes, brass, and stringed instruments play simultaneously, their music harmonizes perfectly with the dance steps of Krishna and the gopis. One after another, each gopi displays her skill in dancing with mudras, eye gestures, eyebrow movements, and spectacular footsteps. Shyam Sundar, the topmost rustic dancer, repeatedly dashes from the midst of the gopis to the center stage. Shyam executes intricate steps, flowing hand movements, and then excites them by abruptly exclaiming, "Ta ta tai, drink ati." Drikatai, drik, tatai, drik, tatai, ta. Continuing to dance, Krishna recites the Prabandha. To dik dum dum, kita kita gandrum. To ko to, dikuare drum. Drum, 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 kitty 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 dum. Drum, ku, drum, jinku, drum. Drum, to, dik, dum dum, jimmy jimmy dum. Dum, kanku, drum, drum, kanku, dum. And then saying all these mantras and dancing, foot like this, dum, dum, dum. Your daughter were like this. Then I was hoping she would come, but it's her misfortune. I thought of her. Then like a lightning streak within the Krishna cloud, Radhika's kankans, her bangles, her kankans are kinkinis, waist bells, and nupuras, ankle bells, jingle enchantingly as she rotates her arms and boldly exclaims, "Tatai tai, tatai tai, tai, tatai ta," while dancing out the bowls with her foot movements. Dancing on, Radhika ecstatically recites, "Dum dum drik drikka drik drik chum chum, ni nam nam, ni nam nam, ni nam tuk tuk tum tum, guru 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 drum drum, guru drum, guru drum." Dikka, dikka, do, do, kirti, 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 drum, drummy, drum, drummy, drum, drum! Swift as lightning, Lalita Sundari leaps to the center that is sham-colored by Krishna's bodily effulgence. As the bangles on Lalita's hand, left hand, resound, jana, 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 she smiles and loudly says, tai, tai, to, ta, tigara, tigara, to, tai, ta, tai, to, tai, ta, tai, ta. And it dances that out. And Krishna's like, wow. And then next, Vishakha dances in harmony. I mean, someday we'll see this. We'll be there, sitting on the side, clapping, playing mridanga or tabla or pukkalaj. And this will be gone. Then Vishakha dances in harmony with the kan, 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 kan of the veena and the mridangas, drimmy, 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 do, do, do. While expertly dancing, Vishakha's ornaments make a jana, jana, jat, jat sound. Jana, jat, jana, jat. As she recites the bowl, drigiti, drigiti, drik, tai, to, 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 to. One beautiful gopi, her bangles, kinkanis, and nupuras jingling sweetly, dances while excitedly uttering, tai, ta, tai, tai, ta, tai, tai. Another sucking moves her hands and feet rapidly to harmonize with her tinkling bangles and ankle bells. She recites the bowl, tai, 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 ta, ta, tai. Another lovely gopi displays her dancing talents and boldly utters, tayat, tayat, ta, 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 tayat, 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 tigra, ta, 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 taya. While enjoying the dancing of the Braja gopis, Krishna joyfully sings, ayati, 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 ah, hey Radhe, just see. The moonlit Yamuna's bank dances along with us. Atiya and Priye. The forest is dancing with its Malayan breezes. Atihai. Thus Krishna sings and dances. Rai Vinodini. Now that's a beautiful name for Radha. Rai Vinodini. Rai means like it means like ruler, a king or something. Vinodini means like Vinod, you know, pleasure, one who gives pleasure, relishes pleasure. Right? Isn't it Vinod? Rai Vinodini, it's Radharani, dances while singing. Oh, hey, Priya, looking at Krishna. Your smile is effulgent like the moon, softer than the kunda flowers, more playful than the swan, tastier than kheer, and glossier than a pearl necklace. Ai are are ai 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 are are ai ai ai. Although appearing like dull objects, the mind enchanting mridangas are actually great pundits, for they resound ta dik ta dik ta dik to spite the dancing of the celestial nymphs, which cannot compare with the expertise of the Braja gopis. Then the gopis, who are singing and playing veenas, mridangas and flutes, stand up and start dancing ecstatically. They're playing veenas and dancing, and mridangas and dancing, and flutes, that's not so hard to dance. As the beautiful gopis lose themselves in the splendor of the ras, their blouses, braids, and undergarments loosen. Rasik Mohan quickly dances up to retie the gopis' loosened clothes. Very charitable person. The youthful gopis cleverly create newer and newer ragas and raganis using the scales. Sarigapadani. With thousands of voices and songs, the Braja gopis sing Shuddha and Sankirna, unchanged and mixed songs belonging to the Marga and Desiya, heavenly and worldly category. The gopis' brass instruments resound like thunder. Like wampers, when you play wampers, it sounds boom, boom, sounds like thunder, especially those big ones like Jaya Pataka. Their wind instruments produce a fine pinhole-like resonance. That's called precision playing. The gopis' stringed instruments echo throughout the breadth of the sky, and their drums establish a rich, jewel-like sound. Now that's the way to play the mridanga. a rich jewel-like sound. There, the bangles, armlets, waist bells, and ankle bells of Krishna and the gopis make a fifth type of instrument, which rings enchantingly to blend with the dancing. As the dancing continues, the Brajagopis sing, enact dramas with their hands, keep the beat with their feet, shake their necks and hips, and move their eyes from right to left. Fixing their attention on Krishna's lotus face, they become lost in erotic rapture. Effortlessly, the gopis sing those shrutis, murchanas, and gamakas that are impossible for humans to divide without the help of Afina. One expert gopi blends the undivided shrutis, gamakas, and jatis to sing superbly. Krishna praises her and says, "Hey, Saki, sadhu, sadhu," means well done, bravo. But when she frowns to chastise him, Krishna respects her even more. Then Radha begins her chalukya dancing while balancing a water pot on her head, and she enthralls Krishna. Unable to find a more suitable reward, Krishna offers himself as a reward and firmly embraces Radha. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Sometimes Murali Dara's flute playing inspires Radhika's dancing. When Krishna slips on the tala while beholding Radha's sweet smile while she dances, he's playing the flute and she's dancing, and she smiles and he goes, he lost the tala, lost the beat. Radha jingles her bangles to correct his blunder and concludes the song with graceful steps. Ding, ding. Although the Sakis eagerly assist Radha Rasabihari's dancing with their own fantastic dancing, singing, and playing of musical instruments, they cannot match the talents of the divine couple. Just as the last beat falls, Krishna's hand reaches out, reaches out to touch Priyaji's breast. Although intrigued by his witty behavior, Radha feigns anger, that means pretends, and brushes his hand away. Now let's try to envision this picture of this gopi. One gopi kneels on the ground to dance. This is done in the Rasa Lila, the Krishna does this peacock thing around. She kneels on the ground to dance while stretching out her creeper-like arms. She appears like Cupid's golden chakra as she spins around and around on her knees. It's like Krishna, the arms are out like this, arms are obviously to the side, and she's going on her knees, rotating on the Rasa Mandal. Krishna does this in the Rasa Lila performance. You see? It's too long. Everyone goes wild when he does that. Another young gopi repeatedly extends and contracts her arms. Then she displays many difficult poses while touching various bodily limbs. You know, this and that. One gopi turns her body to the sky while touching the ground with her right hand, and she rotates above her left hand. That means cartwheels. You know what a cartwheel is? Yeah. You know, like that. Sometimes she falls on the ground and performs a rotating dance without any support, which I can't quite visualize. I have to chant more and try to see it. One slim-waisted gopi's ankle bells jingle in time with the music. One, two, three. One, two, three. When she silences her ankle bells while continuing to dance, the other gopis exclaim, "Well done, well done." The gopis' supremely skillful rasa dancing for Krishna's pleasure alone far surpasses the singing, dancing, and music performed by Brahma, Shiva, and other demigods for the pleasure of Lord Vishnu. What to speak of Lakshmi's talents? Krishna sometimes kisses the gopis and petitions them for conjugal pleasure while enjoying their inconceivable dancing prowess. And while dancing, Krishna induces the gopis to dance. He sings and they sing in response. He glorifies them and the gopis glorify him. This is like the world of love. Krishna enjoys with the gopis just as a boy plays with his own shadow. That's a verse right from the Bhagavatam, 10th canto, Rasa Lila chant. One gopi places her places Krishna's scental she places Krishna's scental scented arm on her shoulder. As its divine fragrance enters her nostrils, she shivers, haripilates, and sheds tears of joy. Being stunned, that gopi appears like steady lightning streak within a fresh monsoon cloud. The gopi's dancing fatigue personifies as a friendly sakhi to decorate their cheeks and foreheads with attractive beads of perspiration as a sign of their sweet pastimes with Krishna. At the end of the rasa dance, Krishna relishes seeing the loosened hair and clothes of the gopis, their heaving breasts, their foreheads and cheeks beautified with drops of perspiration, and their bodies weakened from exhaustion. Seeing lotus-eyed Krishna's Makara Kundala dancing on his cheeks captivates one dance teacher among the beautiful gopis. Placing her cheek beside Krishna's, she opens her mouth and accepts Krishna's prasadi pan. After placing her arms on Krishna's shoulder, one gopi blissfully leans against him and takes rest. Merciful Madhava wipes the perspiration from the gopi's face with his lotus hands. But his divine touch brings on sattvic ecstasies that double their perspiration. With a graceful gesture, one friendly gopi uses Krishna's chatur to wipe the perspiration from her own face. Then she wipes Krishna's face with her veil. Many doe-eyed gopis submerge in waves of ecstasy simply from Krishna's touch. These gopis cannot stop their garlands, ornaments, clothes, and hair from loosening. Thus Krishna concludes his rasa festival with its many pastimes of music, dancing, and singing. Krishna performs this pastime only with the gopis. Observing Radha Govinda's desire for romance arising, Brinda escorts them along the camphor-white sands of the Yamuna and seats them on a bedstead in a kunj. She and the sakis offer various services for the pleasure of Radha Madhav. Radha Rasa Bihari's Rasa Utsav Ki Jai. Shri Brajadam Rasa Mandala Ki Jai. Shri Maharas Dance Ki Jai. So this is a very sweet note of the prayojan or the goal of our lives, to enter the sweet dancing pastimes of Krishna as his servant and as Radha's servant. And Prabhupada would often say in the early days, he said, you can eat with Krishna, you can talk with Krishna, you can eat with Krishna, you can play with Krishna, you can dance with Krishna. Just chant Hare Krishna and join my movement and go back home, back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.